This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Dollface, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Joysters.
Where do we start? It's been a terrible week.
Terrible week.
And I think, you know what, we should say that we went to the vigil last night down at Fed Square.
Beautiful turnout.
Which was a good turnout. It was a really, really, it was amazing turnout, actually. A couple of thousand people down there. If you didn't get a chance to go, it was very moving. And good to see some people. Daniel Andrews was down there. He gave an amazing speech when he was there. And also, have you got your headphones in there? Is that right?
Just continue.
And also, Bill Shorten. There was a whole bunch of people down there last night. So I found it to be a really good thing to end such a tragic week. It was fantastic. It was really, really good.
It really was. And look, it's tough week. Our hearts go out to everybody who is affected or everybody who is feeling really sad for what's going on. Obviously, our hearts and our thoughts go to those affected directly in Orlando and those people still recovering from such a tragedy. But, you know, it's hard to put a show together
after something like that
happens. But all we know how to do is to honour those affected and just to try and do what we know how to do, and is to try and share some lightness. Ooh. So that's what we're going to try and do today. If you've got anything that you would like to share with us, you can do that, obviously, at 0427JOY949.
I think it's important that people don't, if you do, people are very attached to our show, which is great. And if you do have something that you want to get off your chest, we don't have to read it out. If you put that, if you just want to tell us how you've been feeling during the week, that's fine. We don't want to bring the tone of the show down, but it is a really hard show to do the week after what has taken place in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we've struggled. I have had a really shitty week. And it's one of those things. We want to try and do our best, though, to get things back on track. But I really do think it is important that we, life gets back to some normality.
Yeah.
And through our show today,
as best as we can.
Hopefully we can. If you want to hear some good uplifting music,
would like to hear that's going to rock your Friday and probably just help to lighten it up a bit, let us know. We'll play it. We'll break those rules.
Yeah, we can break
Chris
any rule
Jamison, we want. Music director rules, we're throwing them out. Look at me get all brave and stuff when he's not here.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'll turn up.
Can
soon.
I just make mention to Anna Murphy, it was great to go with you last night to the vigil. On the way there, because I thought it was going to rain so severely, that I raced into Safeway to buy an umbrella. But I didn't open it up because it wasn't raining. But when I got to near where the vigil was, I was like, oh God, I think, you know what I've done? I bought that umbrella where if I open it up,
it's a little
big,
big ears.
Frog eyes come on it. And I thought, oh, please don't rain.
Yeah, so, I would like to say for anyone who was there, like the most touching moment of the night where the choir actually assembled, had not rehearsed, and we all sang together.
Yes.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I have to admit, they did it twice, which is lucky because the first time I couldn't stop crying.
Well, yeah, I was streaming with tears.
And
but
nobody knows the first verse.
See, the first verse, I didn't even know what it was.
Very hard.
The title of the song should have given it away.
Yes.
But
it was
didn't.
Up on a big screen as well. Dean's like, I didn't know what song it was.
I'm like,
it's up on the screen. Anyway, it was very beautiful. Melbourne, you did yourselves proud last night.
You did do yourself proud.
We're going to try and make you proud today.
Were there any dances or anything there?
Hey,
no,
there weren't. But hey, thank you, Tim. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need to have a giggle and you want to feel pride in your community,
yeah,
then you go to our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Facebook.com/. What is it? Murphy's Law. I can never do it. But it's the Murphy's Law Radio Facebook page. We have put up, it is an epic Vogue battle that took place at the London vigil for the Orlando victims. And honestly, you will have pride.
Funniest thing ever. It just makes you realise in times of tragedy, there can be some really, really funny things and interesting things. During the course of the morning, too, we're actually going to give you, if you haven't seen it on social media, there's some fabulous stories that have come out of all this.
Beautiful, heartwarming stories.
And we'll try and do our most to not shed a tear. Some of them are actually quite, like, we were howling yesterday over one.
Yeah.
But look, if you've got a story to share, let us know. 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. And thanks for all the people sending messages through. 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. It's been a massive week. We need your support as much as we're hopefully giving you guys a little bit of a
lift
this morning. That's a good word for it. Now, I should make mention, too, out of
like a jock strap.
Like, is that what we are? We're the jock strap of the gay scene.
Lifting and supporting.
Lifting and supporting. I like that, actually.
My brain went there.
And we're cheap.
I could have gone to a nice sports bra. I'm not feeling very sporty today. And did I need to grab my boobs?
No, not with us here.
I think so. Oh, Tim's like, yes, you did. Yeah.
We should make mention, too, in times like this during the week, people's attitudes do change. Our mother, for example, who has always been, she's look, put it this way, she's the loveliest woman on earth. She's always struggled a little bit with the whole gay thing because she's very religious. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. People come along at their own time. But I have to tell you, after the news she got on, obviously Monday, she was on social media with her gay pride scarf.
She says, it wasn't a great photo of me, but my scarf looked beautiful.
But just big words.
She's not great at editing.
Just big words of love and support from someone who's, you know, obviously always
come
been,
a long way.
She has come a long way.
Calvin Harris now, broke his silence on the Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston scenario after unfollowing her on Twitter.
I saw her, right, the last awards ceremony, I don't know, I can't remember which one it was. Afterwards, she was dancing with this dude, and I thought, you don't dance like that with a dude if you're going out with another dude.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Who are you?
I don't know.
I
think Oprah?
Whoopi.
Oh, Whoopi? I don't know. Anyway, naughty girl. Mm. 2 weeks after they announced the breakup, she's hot and heavy with Tom Hiddleston. Would somebody please tell me who the hell is?
Is this a revenge sort of one?
Well, I don't know.
Revenge
I don't know. But see, I was saying a couple of weeks ago, for the last year or so, I've been mad for Taylor Swift.
Yes.
But I was very, very infatuated with her and Calvin Harris together because I just loved them. And I think what is going to emerge from this is the fact that I think Calvin Harris, for me personally, made Taylor Swift cool. And now she's just gone back to being a little bit of a floozy. And as somebody said,
she's
moved on with Tom Hiddleston. She's obviously out of the woods.
Yeah, in her movie that I've become obsessed with, it's not even a movie. It's the concert.
It's a concert.
But she does
all
these,
a video of the concert.
She does all these talk bits, right? And she talks about how, you know, people were making out that she was some tragic train wreck, you know, dating machine. And how
she's not just spelling that, is she? Yeah, she did.
About that. And now it became her biggest song ever. Suck that.
But she's not really dispelling that, is she? By looking really heartbroken after breaking up with someone for 15 months. And there you are, snogging the face off Tom Hiddleston.
Which is not a bad face.
On a beach outside your house. With cameras very close, it seems, behind, I smells me a rat. I do.
Oh,
and I'm always going to be faithful fan of Calvin Harris.
Absolutely,
me
too.
I think, I don't know, I'm kind of a bit done with Taylor.
Oh, last week you loved her new hairstyle. Now you hate her.
Well, see, it might be my fault because for the whole time she had that rat brown hair, I was like, you know what? Somebody needs to grab her and peroxide the hell out of that thing. And she did. And now look at her. She's turned into a tart. It's my fault.
You know what?
I apologise to the world and the T-Swizzle fans.
No, don't.
Everywhere.
After the week that we've all had, you're just like a breath of fresh air, aren't you?
Oh, okay, good.
Anna Murphy, good assault Taylor Swift.
She's
did
out
really
of the
well
woods,
there.
Isn't she?
No.
She's jumped straight into someone else's face.
Yes, she has.
There should be an acceptable period of time.
Yes.
I'm just, my heart's bleeding for poor Kelvin.
I don't.
Because he came out of there. He was all trying to be like.
$1 million.
No, yeah, well, no, I don't. Well, that's sorry. But, you know, like.
And
he was
do we
like,
know whether he broke up with her or she broke up with
seems
him?
Seems like.
I think she might. He might have broken up with her.
No. What? I'm starting to seem the other way.
No.
Because he was like, oh, the only thing happened. There's a relationship ended and it's all love and respect.
No, but that was
and
him.
And since
being
he's seen
nice
these photos, he's ripped everything off social media, everything.
Oh, God.
All their old photos have gone.
No, but he does that. He
does
has a tendency to do
is
that.
Is he a bit moody?
Yeah, he did that with Rita Ora.
Oh.
Yes. Wouldn't let her sing songs that he'd written for
her.
Like,
oh, so he's a bit.
Oh, he's tortured.
He's tortured.
He's tortured DJ.
How quickly I can change my mind, because I think I just swung back to T.
I knew that was going to happen.
Now, I just had to delve into the world of our mother. Good morning, mother, if you're actually listening. But
oh, she's
apparently the
character.
App's not working and I can't. I try to listen to you, but my app's not working.
That's been going on for 5 years.
So we need Dean Murphy to go and reset it, because if I have to talk to my mother about any technological things, I'm not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, during the week,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, our parents are in their 70s, so, you know, it's harder these days. It is harder talking to them. Anyway, she launches halfway through a story generally, so it takes a while to piece together. But the long story short was they're going on a holiday overseas at Flight Centre. A friend of theirs is doing it anyway, and they needed to pay the majority of the flights, and they're going on a tour and all this
as
stuff.
Do.
As you do. Going over to Sweden. So it's a lot of money that they needed to do. Dad being dad, like they've gone to the bank the week before, so last Thursday I think they've gone to the bank and got a bank check. Then they haven't actually gone to the travel agent until Wednesday. And it's all a drama now because, it needs to be paid by tomorrow and the bank check won't clear for takes a few days. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, there wasn't money on the Visa card and we needed to. And I said, but what are you, all your accounts are, I don't understand, they're linked. Why didn't you electronically transfer the money? She goes, oh, the lady in the bank said, why don't you do an electronic transfer? And we said, oh, no, we don't trust that.
We don't trust
so,
it. God bless her.
Now they've nearly had heart attacks because they're waiting for it. Anyway, I said to her, could you just try, just come a little bit towards the 21st century,
if you could. I had a similar conversation with her last week, because last week she was trying to download, she wanted a song. She said, can you burn me a CD with this song? I said, no one burns CDs anymore.
No, she doesn't understand.
I said, you can just do it off your phone, right? How do I do that? I said, go to YouTube. So she goes, and she's in the thing. We were on the phone together. And it was like trying to drag her through this process. And she's like, I'm not too sure where I am. I go, what are you doing? You need lessons, Mum. You need lessons on that stuff. She goes, do you think if I organised a night at the church with all the senior citizens around Beau Morris, we could do a lesson?
Yes.
I said, great idea.
Great idea.
All we need to do is get them all down there on their computers. We'll link into the Wi-Fi at the church. She goes, we don't have Wi-Fi. I said, Jesus has Wi-Fi, Mum.
Everyone's got Wi-Fi. Yeah, anyway. It's difficult. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning. 27 past 7, heading for a top of 15 degrees today. And
15, that's balmy.
It is balmy, isn't it?
Yes.
14 in town at the moment. Now,
no wonder I'm sweating my clothes off.
Oh, right. Thank God.
I couldn't think of an appropriate
thing. Thank God. I would have fled the studio if you had gone down that other road.
Just very hot because it's been cold.
And I've
rugged. No.
The pause. Oh, didn't the tension just rise?
I'm sorry for everyone at home, but I was just really concentrating on giving a death stare across the desk at my brother being really rude. You horrible, horrible man.
Look,
it's
some
warm. 15 degrees is all I'm saying.
Good news. Good news that came out of the dramas of during the week. And one story in particular which caught my eye was the comfort dogs that were flown into Orlando. A whole bunch of golden retrievers. So they came in from all over the place. And I tell you, if you haven't got a dog, maybe you do have a dog, I don't know, but they just really do have that effect and amazing ability to be able to just give you some stress relief.
Support and some comfort. And these ones are especially trained to help people in times of great distress. And they have coats on that says, please pat me and hug me and things. Oh, it's really cute.
Yeah, I did notice on during the week, obviously Monday after I found out about what happened in Orlando, my little pooch was such a comfort little pillow. It was great until he ate my shoes and then shat on the balcony. And it all changed. And then I went back to feeling how I felt before.
Yeah. Yeah, my fluffy four-legged friend has been at Mum's on a holiday. So I've really noticed the difference this week.
Yeah, you do,
it's
don't
nice
you?
It's nice to have your little fairy friend.
Anyway, have you got a little story you want to share with us about the week?
Not like Dean's story. I don't think we need to. Yeah, my dog was a real comfort until it shat all over. Like, can we not? Do we? Are we? Is everybody okay not to do that?
04.
We have a group agreement. That's the last time we have to hear that today.
There's been some fabulous things come out of the week. You know, in amongst all that heartache and crap that's gone on, there has been some very, very. Actually, one of the stories we should make mention of now too is a couple of girls who were on one of their flights. So their hosties. And they were basically, if I can get the right sheet here.
I've got it here. So it's the JetBlue employees. Yeah. And I'm not sure whether anybody has read this, but this broke me yesterday. There were two flight attendants who had the privilege of, the sad privilege, they say, of taking the grandmother of one of the people killed at the club last week. And so they were doing everything to make it a great experience, you know, and be as nice as possible. But they thought what they would do on the flight was to just very subtly send around pieces of paper to all of the people on the plane, let them know while they were doing the service, and just get a signature and
which is a lovely
support.
Lovely thought.
The girl at the back started from, you know, one of the girls started from the back and said to her halfway through the service, we're going to need more paper because these people are writing streams and streams of condolence messages. And they just said it was so beautiful. They had like heaps and heaps of pieces of paper. Every single person wrote something. And at the end of the flight, when they got down to disembark, every single person that was on that plane stopped to either hug the grandmother, give her a kiss, say some words to her, and no one complained about how long the disembarkation was taking. Really beautiful. And they also did a tribute on the JetBlue, said JetBlue stands by Orlando as well. Gives me the chills to read it. But, yeah, beautiful story. And it just reminds you that, you know, people are beautiful. Like, well, you know, it's hard when you get
there's more love
and,
than hate, and that's the bottom line.
And I think
that's
and fearful, but, you know, there's beautiful stories coming out. So, you know, if you've got another one of those, let us know. We're only barely keeping it together in here over that.
Yes. it has been. And look, we're not. Look, there's many, many people that I know who have. I never thought that it would affect people on that scale as what it has. But we've all been through it. And I think that what's come out of it is, and that was the message at the vigil last night, was that love is stronger than hate. And, you know, rather than turn that anger into anger into hatred, turn it into love. And you'll find that the days will progressively get easier for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully this, you know, this morning is a clear example that you can't, you know, we're trying our best to get it back on track and keep it upbeat for you guys. And yes.
I just want to say, sorry, there was a part of the article that I missed that at the end, with the permission of the grandmother, they actually all stood and did a moment silence for, his name was Omar. Mm. So beautiful things coming out of such tragedy. Now, can I just, we need to go back in time where I was asking whether Schutzi and Griffo were
Kiwis.
Oh, they're
our new favourite listeners, aren't they?
They are. Participating weekly. Thank you. Welcome. We've just had this in. We are not Kiwis, both Aussies. So it must be Schutzi is 38, is the gay chicken looking.
Oh, she's looking.
And Griffo is 30, straight guy, taken.
But you're making them sound like bogans, but they may not be bogans.
I'm making them sound like me.
Oh, right.
Bogan.
Oh, right. Okay. Have the best day. Well, we will. Thank you.
We are. Well, we're having a lot better day than what we had during the week. So, hey, here's an interesting one out of, it's just come to us, been landed on our desk from Orlando. Apparently, as the funerals are starting to take place for the massacre victims, the Westboro Baptist Church has...
Those hateful people
have made a pledge that they're going to turn up at the funeral and protest with big signs say, God hates fags. And what the people of Orlando are doing are coming out in droves,
yes,
in numbers, huge numbers, to make human chains.
Yep, they've started a human chain group it's coordinating on Facebook to ensure that all of the funerals run smoothly and that they don't get near it. I think,
which is absolutely amazing. That is such a good thing. Well done. Oh, not the drum roll.
No,
we
not
want the clap.
We want the clap.
You get them both here
you
on Murphy's Law.
Both. Now, this is good. What we want. We want stories of courage and beautiful things that
are
coming out of this tragedy.
If you've seen something on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, anything that you've seen, let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949, honour@joy.org.au. If you've got a story, if something's really touched you this week, also let us know. Don't be afraid to show your feelings, because we've certainly let fly with a few of ours this morning. It hasn't been all over the shop, but I feel like it's been an emotional rollercoaster ride since 6:30 this morning. So let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949, honour@joy.org.au. We've got a message here from Mick.
Yeah, who wanted to share some words from Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Through violence, you may murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie nor establish the truth. Through violence, you may murder the hater, but you do not murder hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. So it goes. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." So that's for everyone. I'd like to go off topic, if possible,
yep,
just quickly.
Because
yeah,
sure.
We all know at this show that I like to actually, you know, call out the tight people. So this bloke in England,
yes,
a diner, decided to leave a generous tip.
How much?
Wow, about $1,000 Australian.
Wow, that's...
Yep.
That's big?
Yep, had you know, great time. Thai-licious was the restaurant.
Thai-licious. It.
That's and apparently...
He'd be feeling that the next day, wouldn't he?
Apparently the waiter... Who was just overjoyed with happiness, just was like talking it up to everyone. Just, oh my God, you read stories like this, and I never thought it would happen to me. This is the best thing ever. This is paid for so much. Old mate, tipper from the night before.
Tipper, we call him.
Woke up and then, oh, sorry, I was drunk. Yeah. Went to the restaurant the next day, can I have it back? And actually only tipped $100 after all that.
Did they give it back to him, though? They gave it back.
How very dare you?
Oh, how very nice of...
Do you know what? Have the self-respect to wake up in the morning and go, oh, my God, I didn't. Oh, well, my God, but just, you know, whatever.
Well, you know with Thai food, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, eye needle, just that's all I'm going to say.
Dear.
And you probably thought, oh, that wasn't worth $1,000.
Depends, too, because if they've used any MSG, you could have really rabid sleep.
Yeah, that's it. Imodium is going to cost me more.
I had a dream after MSG. I had a dream disturbing the other day.
Martin Luther King.
MSG, that I couldn't actually fit down a spiral staircase.
What?
I had to jump the fence.
Oh, my God. People, if that hasn't brought you back to reality after the week that we've had, nothing will. A little bit of Cardi Minogue always picks people up, doesn't it?
Oh, doesn't it just?
Especially that track.
She's like just listening to a hug.
Oh, you're like,
and together with her sister, it's like a group hug.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, anyway. Look, you know.
Delirious, aren't you?
Yes,
now,
I am.
This message came in. Will the choir singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow last night of the vigil go up as a podcast? So beautifully done. I didn't think about that. We could probably put that up if we can get our hands on it.
I'm sure that Joy
we'll try and do that for you. It was a moment.
It was.
Because I've never really known what the first...
nobody knows what the first verse is.
It's the first verse of the song stumped us all.
But I tell you, the
completely,
minute they
when they went into the chorus, there was not a dry eye in the place.
I'm glad they did it twice, as I said, because the first time I couldn't stop crying. So
absolutely.
And it takes me a while to find my range in a group singing.
I've noticed when you're in
like
here,
that.
Actually, on a Friday morning, it takes about an hour for you to find that range.
It takes a little time to get your ear in. And usually by the time the song's over, I'm like, oh, but I've got another go at it last night.
Might even kick in soon for you. This one came through from Matthew from South Yarra.
I said, just discovered it's hard to shave your face while crying. Another example of how joy plays such a big role in helping our community come together in times of happiness and sadness.
And I would find it really hard to believe that there hasn't been anyone this week who, along the way, hasn't shed a tear or two. It's kind of one of those... It's kind of one of those you'll always remember kind of where you were when you heard that information.
Mm.
I feel anyway. That was for me. I actually found out while I was running an event with 700 people in it on Sunday night. It wasn't the best timing.
No.
And it was one of those.
Eerie.
Well, it was because it was, you know, I sort of see those faces. I know those faces that would have been, you know, the faces who, of people who go to gay clubs. And for the last 12 years I've been running them, all I've ever seen is happy people celebrating life, celebrating diversity, celebrating, just feeling free to express themselves because they feel safe in a gay club, because that's a place where they're not persecuted and that they don't feel threatened. And then, you know, and I saw those faces on Saturday night. It was happy. And all I could imagine was what was going on at the time in that Orlando club.
Nah.
And you've got to remember those faces when you see them up on Facebook and whatever, because that is, it's not a time to stop doing what we've always done. You need to continue. Obviously, we're now in a position where we're going to be a little bit more aware of things like that could happen. But this is not a time to stop doing and embracing what has made the gay scene such an amazing place. From politicians to God knows whoever at the vigil last night, we're talking about that same thing. Gay nights out, gay events and whatever is where you can express yourself, be free, and you should always do that. And we need to continue that as long as we can.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, after that, I need to go to a song. That was deep.
Now, Dean Murphy, you left us all a bit speechless.
Oh, sorry.
Really poignant moment. And we've had some messages through. This one said, can you please give Dean a round of applause? Incredibly well said, and I'm sure it reached many. And we would like to actually, Tim and I have decided that not only do you win our coveted trophy.
I wasn't looking for a trophy.
You also get the Murphy's Law clap. I think you need that.
Thanks.
That was
that's lovely.
Beautifully said and very heartfelt. And yes,
well, it's,
we all
it's
feel the same way.
It's hard because you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that I honestly believe I've never ever.
You can turn your clap off now.
In the whole time, in the whole time I've been running events, I've never ever seen anything but really happy people.
Yes.
Celebrating, so it's you know, it was a bit of a shock, and more so for the people I knew that were going to come out of that event on Sunday night, and the first news they were going to see was that. And so so flatlined with, you know, and look, we've had messages come through. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But that's the point of it all, was that we need to fight harder now to make our events even stronger, even more passionate, more full of love and excitement.
Absolutely.
And don't take them for granted. Because, you know, we are very lucky to be able to all congregate and express how we feel, and that's that we need to continue it.
And I think one of the things that did come through very loud last night was that we need to look out for each other, all of us. Just,
absolutely.
You know, make sure that we're all safe and looked after, and keep our eyes out and just love each other.
What have we got there, Anna Murphy?
Oh, look. We were talking about our mother earlier and sort of, you know,
crazy
having to deal
cat
with aging people. This person has had to share on online. His name is Ben. He had to share his grandmother's very polite.
She's 85.
85. She takes to the internet, but when she goes on Google,
as you do,
to put a question in, as we all do, she uses pleases and thank
and
yous.
And so you should.
She's the most polite grandmother ever. She actually he said I've just opened Nan's laptop, and when she's googled something, she's put please and thank you. I can't even. And he said there's a snapshot of the question. She said, please translate these Roman numerals MCMXCVIII. Thank you.
So she wanted to know what the...
She was just wondering what the Roman numerals...
Number was translated. Yep.
But it's got the attention of Google UK, who have got back and said, dearest Ben's Nan, hope you're well. In a world of billions of searches, yours made us smile.
And why wouldn't it?
Oh, and it's 1998.
Oh, I was going to throw
thank
that
you
out as the competition.
How lovely is that?
Because you've ruined it.
How lovely is that? That it's got the attention. She's so cute. They just don't understand the internet, do they?
No.
And the weird thing is, because we came into it late as well, like we were there when the internet was created, but I'm not techno at all.
You're still using that excuse.
Huh?
Like, seriously, it's been around a long time, the internet.
No, we were. That's fine. But like,
you're trying to say
but
that
I never at school, like I didn't grow up with computers and all of that sort
you
of stuff.
IPad.
So even though I know how to use the internet, trying to explain it to my parents is next level.
Do you know?
Hey?
Do you know, really?
Not really.
I don't think you do.
No, I don't.
There's many a morning we come in and you go, oh, I just can't connect. It's not that hard, doll.
What? Connect to you? No. It's very hard to connect to you, you grumpy piece of work.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.